defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the shadows of the big monster cast yesterday. Did you read? I've been reading so much stuff today, I can't see straight. Hard to think right now. Did you listen to the program yesterday, the Monster Cast show? If you did, you heard my opening. I spent pretty much three quarters of the first hour responding, if you will, to Marion Hammer and her childish, ridiculous hit piece on Alan Gottlieb and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I am a very proud member of the board of directors. I was not speaking on behalf of Alan Gottlieb. I made that very clear. I was not speaking on behalf of the board of directors or any of them individually. I was giving you my own thoughts on what I read from Marion Hammer's pen, and I responded to it in kind. I was honest and forthright, and it was coming from my heart. I've gotten quite a bit of email about it on both sides, most of it in complete agreement with me. I have to be honest with you, better than 95%. In complete agreement. But a couple of them came in that were not in agreement. I received an email from a Dr. Hicks in Florida, that's all I'll tell you, who was in complete disagreement with me. He was a little bit harsh with me in the email, talking about the, if you will, my response to Marion Hammer. And what he was referring to, and I won't go into reading the emails, was much appreciative of Marion Hammer in Florida. And he called out me and the GOA because he was referring to the fact that I was, me and the GOA, he mistook, I believe, the GOA for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I was not referring to, nor did I mention, and I made it clear in my response to him that I did not discuss the Gun Owners of America. I was talking about the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I believe that the emailer was just a little bit quick to jump me, if you will, and was mistaking the CCRKBA for the Gun Owners of America, which had nothing to do with what I was talking about yesterday, and I made that very clear. So I'm going to read for you my response to Dr. Hicks, because I think you'll benefit from it. I said, thanks for the email. I appreciate the opportunity to respond. I'll tackle both of your emails, because he sent me two, on this one reply, if that's okay. First, I'm very well aware of Marion Hammer and her reputation. In fact, I acknowledge that in my segment. I've admired her for years and am, again, well-versed in her successes in Florida. More on that in a moment. I'm not sure how you've been listening, how long you've been listening to AAR, but I've gone, because he came after, he said, Marion Hammer stood up and went toe-to-toe with Grady Judd and said that I wouldn't do that, that I would probably, quote-unquote, tinkle down my leg if I were faced with Grady Judd. Then this is where I had to respond by saying that I'm not sure how long he's been listening to AAR, but I've gone after what I call him publicly, that East Coast wannabe Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Grady Judd, many times on air, and have called him out for his phony support of our 2A rights many times, publicly and hardcore. I've played the tapes of his minions at the legislature in Florida, opposing open carry, claiming owning a firearm is a right, but carrying it is a privilege, for example, many times on the air. And I can assure you, as I told him, I wouldn't trickle down my legs, as he said. I've made it clear that Judd is welcome on my show to answer for that anytime, and he won't come on. So, and I shouldn't say that. He might now. We haven't reached out to him. I'll do that. So I said, allow me to clarify. His mention of the Gun Owners of America a few times was a mistake. And then I moved on to Marion Hammer in my segments last night. And I mentioned and reminded him that he himself agreed with me about her and LaPierre as the cronies up at the top of the NRA that he has a problem with. But he was defending her, but he agreed that he didn't like her support of Wayne LaPierre. He defended everything that she's done in Florida, as I did too, as I absolutely did. I no question about it. But I went on to remind him that unfortunately Hammer decided to use scorched earth tactics in the Washington Times hit piece by deflecting her support from her support of Wayne and the rest of the cronies at the top of the NRA that he agreed also must go by attacking one of America's most dedicated gun rights supporters, Alan Gottlieb. And I reminded him that Alan is a man. And he won't agree to this because he's too humble. It's the organization. But let's be real here. They're his organizations, and it's his intellect, and it's his insight, and it's his decision making that makes this happen. But he's responsible for the death of gun bans in Washington, D.C., Chicago, housing complexes across the nation. He's largely responsible for the right to carry in Illinois and Washington, D.C. And we could name all of those cases. And I could go on and on and on, including others that I mentioned last night that the NRA's tried to pass off as their own. Her attack was baseless. It was designed to deflect from the self-inflicted wounds at the NRA. And, of course, the fact that it's been disclosed that she has profited mightily off of the National Rifle Association and the backs of the members over many, many years. And I said it's sad that Hammer chose to do that. And as a result, I chose to use this platform to respond. I've been open publicly on my writings and in my radio programs about the mess created at the NRA and for holding management accountable. And I'm sure you, listener, as I mentioned to Dr. Hicks, would agree that any CEO in America would have never survived as the CEO in a private business had these types of things that are happening with the NRA happened with their company. You know it, I know it, and he knows it. That's why he's circling the wagons, and the old guard is defending him. The new guard is coming in on that board and trying to do something about it. And there's a fight right now. Wayne's going to lose. So I mentioned to the letter writer that, like him, I absolutely agree that we need a strong NRA in the face of the enemies of our freedoms and our rights right now. And I will always remain an NRA member. Something very, very dramatic, catastrophic would have to happen for me to leave the NRA as a member. But unfortunately, Marion Hammer picked a fight with the wrong people in her attempts to protect LaPierre Machine that has apparently, and according to public documents, enriched those at the top of the at the expense of the members with hundreds of thousands of dollars in clothing, private jet travel, exotic locations, exorbitant wasteful spending, treating themselves as elitists and paying themselves lavish sums of money. Marion Hammer, in her sad attempt to defend the indefensible, apparently has decided it's best to attack other pro-rights organizations that fight in the nation's courtrooms every day, and we win, all in her efforts to protect Wayne LaPierre. And I made it very clear that that was complete satellite radio moment word, and she got called out. She and Wayne have been invited to speak at the Gun Rights Policy Conference coming up in Phoenix in just a few days. I'll be leaving Thursday for that. And they can use this microphone at any time to say anything they want and be treated with nothing but the utmost respect. That's the response that I gave an individual who disagreed with what I said about Marion Hammer last night. He was defending her and all that she's done in Florida. And I did too. I absolutely did. And I still will. She's done great things. That's why this was so sad. Is that sinking in? That's why this should never have happened. That's why she should have taken, I'll say it's my advice because I've been giving my advice like this to employees and colleagues over the years. Let it out on paper, go to bed, sleep it off, wake up and look like a fool when you look at it. And then wipe it out and either don't send it at all or fix it. Because that was no doubt written from an emotional standpoint. But unfortunately, it was written and it was responded to. So I want to hear from you. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. And you know what's interesting? The Washington Times piece from her was really interesting in the sense that it was so elitist in the sense that nobody can run the NRA except Wayne. And I've been here forever. We know what we're doing and nobody can figure this out. Well, Stephen Babbitt sends me an email today. I've corresponded with Stephen for quite some time over the years. He writes me on a regular basis. And his email was titled, "We Can All Be Replaced." Because I mentioned in my remarks yesterday that it's like people who think, you know, the company fires me, boy, they're going to be dead, man. I can't do anything without me. Yeah, right. He replied, "Mark, my father taught me long ago that we can all be replaced. How arrogant of Marion Hammer to think otherwise." So he picked up on that as well, too, Stephen. I did reply to you. I said, you nailed it. Her own words nailed her. Really sad that we even had to go through that commentary, but necessary, and if another piece is written, I'll do it again. It's just what we have to do. I will defend Alan Gottlieb and the Citizens Committee day in and day out over the shenanigans going on over at the NRA and this circling the wagons and this bizarre attempt to protect Wayne LaPierre from what? From what? That's still the question that remains that nobody knows. We don't know yet. When we come back after this break, I've got some fun stuff to tell you. AWR Hawkins yesterday. Wasn't it great to see AWR back on the program? I thought it was wonderful. Problem was, real life got in the way and his job got in the way yesterday because he was notified during the live programming that there was something breaking that he needed to get on right away, and he did, because that's what he does. And then it dawned on me, over all the years that AWR has been on the program supporting us as a contributor, I don't think that's ever happened before. Not that I can think of. If you know different, remind me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. But I went back and I thought, I don't recall ever him having to bail on something breaking live on the radio like that. That was interesting to me. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. I want to go over a couple more pieces from him. And Feinstein's running her mouth. And as usual, we just don't have enough time to get it in, but we're going to try back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is now continuing. Make sure to check out our sponsors, GunBroker.com. You guys are doing great over there, man, and it's fun to watch. And I hope that you're paying careful attention, because as I have taken over control of the radio broadcast, we're getting ready to do some amazing things. I was on with some of my folks. I'm teasing stuff now because I got to, because I want you to be interested and ready to bust it when it's ready to come. But you're going to be getting some really cool product availability. We're going to have some AAR logoed stuff that's been just should have been out a long, long time ago and will be soon. And some fun stuff, too. I'll tease that now. But I'm working with suppliers as we speak. We're getting ready to redo the website. All that's coming. I'm getting emails from you from the premium content. Wait till you see the premium. You hear them. I should say hear it, right? The premium content. But you're going to get unfiltered. Yeah. That could be pretty frightening, right? When Angry Mark comes out. I'll leave it at that. But we're going to be offering premium content. There's going to be more Armed American Radio available. And we've been screaming about it for a long time. Now we're going to get it. And we're going to get it in the form of premium content. It's not going to be expensive as garbage and blow you out. It's not. It's going to be very, very reachable for you. We've just got to cover the expense of being able to bring it to you. It's not free to do, but it's going to be an awful lot of fun to be able to hear some unfiltered content and some fun things like your participation, being able to sit in as part of that premium content and listening to one of my calls as Alan Gottlieb and I discuss some of the things we discussed during the week, and we open that call up to you. And then we're working on the technology now. Hopefully we'll be able to do this, but be able, rather than just have emails come in, but actually open the lines to you and actually have you actually ask one of us or both of us a question and get those answers on some of those and what would normally be private phone calls. And not just with Alan, he's agreed to do it, but with others as well. Maybe with Rob Pincus, maybe bring in the Mad Ogre, right? And talk about some firearm questions. All that stuff's on the table. Lots of fun stuff that we're getting ready to do, I promise you. Also, the Vault Pro giveaway has been extended a week. Why? Well, because of glitches when we were moving the systems over and migrating some of the websites. There were some hiccups. If you listen to the podcast, for example, if you were listening on TuneIn as late as Thursday or Friday, you were still getting Monday's, you know, the prior Monday show, because all of that stuff had to be added in. It had to be populated. It was not a mess. It's just the nature of doing what we do. So we had to get it all over there to you, and it was taking some time as some of the hosts changed, the servers were changed, and we had the podcast. My podcast go back all the way to our first radio broadcast in April of 2009. And a decision had to be made. Do you want to keep all those out there? Yeah, I do. And at an expense, I want to keep them out there because I want you to be able to go back to those and listen to it, particularly now when you hear this lunatic clown Beto O'Rourke running his mouth. You can go back and listen to me 10 years ago being right in our predictions. So all of that took time, and I thank you. And going back over to GunBroker real quick, the response has been really, really overwhelming. And what I want you to do is realize that all you need to do is go check out the site. Just get in a free account and go check out peruse some of those auctions. It's really fun to do, okay? He isn't a villain. Alyssa Milano praises Ted Cruz after gun control meeting. Now, this is so ironic. AWR and I talked about this briefly last night. It was one of the first questions I asked him. For some reason, I am fascinated by the fact that this woman really thinks we give a crap what she thinks about. Some loudmouth actress, am I allowed to say actress or is it actor? I don't know anymore. I've always wondered if this gets me in trouble. I've always found Alyssa Milano to be extremely attractive. I have. Her and I are close in age when she was growing up. I mean, I just have always found her to be extremely attractive. And I hate the fact that now when I look at her, I just see nothing but this progressive America-hating garbage that comes out of her mouth. And I hate that. But whatever. There's other beautiful women to look at. Am I allowed to say that anymore? Or am I in trouble? Is this a Me Too thing? Am I allowed to say women are beautiful? I mean, this is how bad we've gotten in this country today. Regardless of that, I've been fascinated by not just her, but other actors who really think we care. We don't, but they have a platform. And because they have a platform, the media shoves them in our face and we're forced to respond. Now, she had gone back and forth with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is an intellect that she can't match wits with. I'm sorry. And that was proven, bar none, no holds barred whatsoever, in the grudge match they had with Twitter when she said something, well, somebody please show me in the Bible where the, and Ted Cruz went ahead and did that. And then sent subsequent tweet after tweet after tweet, just schooling her in areas that she is not well schooled in. All she does is scream the playbook of the left and read the bullet points off. And Ted invited her, said, come to my office. Let's sit down and talk. And they did. He isn't a villain. Alyssa Milano praises Ted Cruz after gun control meeting. Do you know why? Because Ted Cruz, as she admitted, is a real person. He's not some Twitter avatar. This world that these people live in, where it removes the humanity. That's the danger of this technology. Alyssa Milano, it's easy for Alyssa Milano to sit there and be a keyboard chat warrior and skewer somebody on a keyboard because they're not talking to a real person. They remove the humanity from this. That's what this technology does. Very dangerous. We're going to find out when this chapter is written as well that this has something to do with the psyche of these individuals that commit mass murder. This technology is dehumanizing. We're going to find that's the case. I can promise you it's not the answer. It's one of a very complex matter of issues here, but we're going to find out that it's involved. There's no question about it. The same dehumanizing that enables us to attack somebody on Twitter is the same thing that enables a person and makes it easier for them to attack somebody and dehumanize and take away that humanity. And it's the same thing. It's like road rage. What makes somebody turn into an... did you catch that? After the radio show, we'll be able to do that. But what is it about being behind the wheel of a car that makes somebody turn into, you know, an idiot that all of a sudden will do dangerous things and flip people off, and then they get out of the car and they go back in there, the nicest person in the world. You'd never think that they were the way they were behind the wheel. All this psychology is tied together. But she said, and I quote, Cruz and I agree on very little. He is a stalwart conservative. I am a committed progressive. I know we didn't change his mind on how we fix gun violence in America, and he didn't change ours, but maybe we understand one another a little better. And here's what she said. Here's what I came away with that I wasn't so sure of before the meeting. Think about this. She wasn't sure of this before the meeting. Ted Cruz is a human being. He is a real person. She just said she wasn't sure of that before the meeting. Why? Because all she sees is sound bites presented in the context that the mainstream press, who hates Ted Cruz, wants you to see. Another example of a driven narrative by a hateful group of treasonists. Or a treasonous, hateful group of... you know what I'm saying. But all of a sudden when she met him, she realized, oh my gosh, this guy's flesh and blood. No kidding. She said he isn't a villain in a movie. He cares when these shootings happen. When people on my side of this fight say he doesn't, they're wrong. And, you know, I got to throw mad props at her for that. I do. I'll throw mad props where they're due. I'm glad she said that. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. I'll tell you a little bit more about what she said. Then I want to take you to Houston because you won't believe what that lunatic police chief Acevedo said back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense studios. We're already in segment three. I can't believe it. I'm going to take, what are you drinking in the studio today? Did you blow past that sign that says no food or drink? You better believe it. Hold on. You know what I'm drinking. It's a Defender coffee. It's early enough. Yeah, I'm able to do that. It's 4:30 Eastern time. I'm able to do that. It's not the Monster Cast, but I've got it in a plastic cup. I actually put a straw in it. My daughter loves straw, so I've got a straw here. And I've got an iced coffee I made with some cream. I didn't do any of the recipe stuff, but Derek's got some great recipes for the Defender coffee, too. If you want them, let me know. mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll be more than happy to shoot them over to you or at least put you in touch with him. I'm drinking the Rebel Roast, and I'm donating to the Second Amendment Foundation with every single sip. And every single one of you, I am loving getting the emails from those of you who are saying, man, that is cool. Thank you for turning me on to Defender Coffee. So make sure to check it out and drink what we're drinking in the studio, okay? All right. Houston. Oh no. Let me go back to Alyssa Milano for just a moment. Cruz also had very kind words for Milano. Thank you for coming and having a positive, civil, and substantive conversation. I hope it helps bridge some of the angry divides in our nation and that Congress can come together to stop violent crime while protecting the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens. And Alyssa Milano said, and that was in response to a tweet I just left. He was gracious. I'm unsure if it changes anything, but appreciative for the opportunity to bridge the divide with civil, meaningful discussion. And then link to entire meeting below. She puts hashtag no RA, twitter.com, whatever. in there. And you had Frank, I believe his name is what, Gutenberg in there. He was extremely rude to Ted Cruz. You can go back and listen to AWR and I talk about it. Because he's not someone there. He's angry. It's understandable that he's angry. I'm not going to attack him for crying out loud. He lost his daughter. I just wish that people in that position would just stop with the politics and allow me as an individual and allow the nation collectively to grieve with them. Because just like Alyssa Milano just said, he's a human being. We're human beings. Just because we support gun rights doesn't make us any less human than they are. And we could, you know, we could go back and forth with the whole abortion thing. I mean, but the fact of the matter is, Alyssa Milano is a human being, and the two of them met, and it's going to be fascinating to me to see if it decreases the level of angst in her tweets, in her subsequent tweets down the road. I don't know if it will or not. I mean, putting a dopey hashtag no RA out there is a lot less vicious than attacking verbally Ted Cruz with cuss words or calling gun owners more. I mean, this whole thing. So it's going to be really fascinating to watch and see how this plays out. I think it was a good meeting. Here's something else more important than anything else that came out of that meeting is that she admitted to owning two firearms. Hypocrisy? Oh, boy. Okay for me, not for thee. This is typical liberal, progressive, socialist, elitist hypocrisy. I'm one of you. I own a gun. Don't think I'm being the bad guy here because I want to stop this because I want to do something. I can only hope that Cruz and Milano talked about and that he schooled her on what was happening in Chicago and why Americans like me are on to exactly what it is she wants to do, which is take our firearms away from us, because I can promise you she does not disagree with Beto O'Rourke. I promise you that. But remember, she's a gun owner too. But, right? There's no but in the Second Amendment. So hopefully something positive came out of that. It looks like something positive came out of that. It's going to be reflected in her tweets. Let's watch and see what happens down the road. Houston police chief pushes gun control after officer shot with his own firearm. I kid you not, you can't make this stuff up. You just cannot make this stuff up. Now, we've talked about Art Acevedo before. He is a rabid, staunch gun grabber. Only law enforcement should have firearms. This guy, I guarantee you, will say, I support the Second Amendment, but... And I could go as far as saying I'm not so sure about that when it comes to Art Acevedo. He may very well, and don't hold me to this because I don't know. I haven't seen or heard him say anything about his position on Beto O'Rourke. I have no idea. But this guy has been shoving gun control down Texans' throat and Americans' throats collectively for years. So we know he's a staunch, rabid gun hater. So get this. One of his officers gets into a physical struggle with a suspect that they're chasing. And he gets shot with his own gun. This was a 29-year-old cop, 5-year veteran on the force in Houston. He got shot below the vest, around the abdomen. He was chasing the suspect into a backyard. There was a struggle. The suspect took the officer's gun and shot him with it. And what does Acevedo do? Screams for gun control. You cannot make this stuff up. Honest to goodness, you can't make this stuff up. So another cop enters the backyard where the chase was going on and kills the guy who had stolen the officer's gun and shot the officer. Good. So now, you know, Houston is one less idiot that they have to pay for. Here's how Acevedo responded to the incident. He said, we were in Washington Monday talking about gun violence in our city, in our community, in our country. And I don't want to hear from politicians tomorrow about how much they care about my cop. Wow. Why not? Why wouldn't you? If they're not here to talk to us about solutions, then don't bother showing up to the Houston Police Department. What is he talking about? Solutions to what? His cops need more gun control? His comments absolutely make no sense whatsoever. Absolutely make no sense whatsoever. Who in the world is he referring to? This is how far out there that the gun haters and the gun grabbers go. This is how far out there they get. It's gun. So guy steals the cop's gun, shoots him with it, and somehow you have to pay the price in the form of gun control. And he doesn't want your sympathies. Well, I'll tell you what, Ace Vito. Here, I'm going to do something right now on radio, live radio. I'm going to say a prayer for your cop. Hold on. In Jesus' name, amen. You don't want me to do that? So you got to wonder who these people, who do these people think they are? And under what circumstances does this create the platform to scream for gun control? The cop was doing his job. Hey, guess what, Chief? Being a cop is dangerous, man. And cops know it. And progressive policies are making it far more dangerous. What would you do if the homeowner whose backyard that unfolded in was able to take down that wannabe cop killer? What would you do then? Would you praise him? Would you stand? I don't think you would. I don't think you would have stood up and thanked him if that individual used his own firearm or a concealed carry firearm to come to the aid and defense of that deputy or that police officer. I'm not sure you would have based on this. And if you did, man, you can't talk out both sides of your mouth there, brother. You got to tell us which side it is. You either support our right to keep and bear arms or you don't. You can't pick and choose your fights, brother. You can't. See, we've got you people figured out. You just haven't figured out that we have you figured out yet. And that's a shame. But I want to repeat that one more time because I want you to let this sink in, what he said. We were in Washington Monday talking about gun violence in our city, in our community, in our country. And I don't want to hear from politicians tomorrow about how much they care about my cop. If they're not here to talk to us about solutions, then don't bother showing up to the Houston Police Department. You know the only solution there was to that instance, sir? I can promise you that wasn't that kid's first run-in with the law, was it? And I don't know that, but I'm betting it's a pretty safe bet there. Yeah. So if that loser, who is now dead, thank God, wasn't on the streets to begin with, maybe you should turn your anger over to the prosecutors or to the entire criminal justice system itself that allows the recidivism that we're talking about that put this animal back on the street. In what universe does that cop encounter with that criminal have to do with my right to keep and bear arms? It doesn't. But these people don't care. Any opportunity they get to politically grandstand to come after your right to keep and bear arms, as you've seen, they'll take it. I'll be back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios right after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. Segment four already, man. Time just flies right by. I want to go to a CBS report that Trump is expecting to announce gun control legislation this week. And we do expect something to come from the White House. The White House has tipped its hat that something's coming. What I can tell you right at this moment in time is that we don't yet know exactly what it is. I have no earthly idea. And even if I did know today, I wouldn't want to talk about it today until I had some time to digest it. Because it's going to require some looking at, no doubt. But what can we guess might come? Is there something we think might show up here? From a background check standpoint, red flag standpoint, honestly, I really don't know. There's been discussion of that. But it's interesting, the CBS piece is just so funny. It was written by Ben Tracy at CBS News just a couple days ago. Interestingly, it does mention that Trump was, in fact, talking about meaningful, and I'll quote, I'm talking about meaningful, write that word, meaningful, meaningful background checks. But Trump never defined what he meant by that. And shortly after he said that, it was made public that he had spoken to LaPierre at the National Rifle Association. And then he seemingly backed off by stating, and I quote Donald Trump, we already have very serious background checks. So I don't know what happened in that conversation. But here's what he did say. Democrats want to confiscate guns from law-abiding Americans. Now, he could have stopped right there. He could have stopped right there. But he went on. So they're totally defenseless when somebody walks into their house with a gun. Beto O'Rourke, of course, as you know, famously, and boy, did he put his foot in his mouth with this one, came out talking about, hell yes, we're going to take away your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against fellow Americans anymore. And he got loud standing ovation cheers, didn't he, when he said it. Here's what Chris Coons of Delaware, the Democrat, had to say. I frankly think that clip will be played for years at Second Amendment rallies with organizations that try to scare people by saying that Democrats are coming for your guns. So let's dissect that for just a moment. Trying to scare people? You've got a Democrat telling you he's going to come and take your guns, and Coons is talking about how they're trying to scare people into believing that? Coons needs to be reminded that it's his party is the party of gun control that is, in fact, embracing confiscation of guns. Nobody's trying to scare anybody. Coons just proved me right 10 years on the air. And he said, I frankly think that clip will be played. He's absolutely 100% correct, and we thank Beto O'Rourke for giving us that clip. I have no problem telling you that Beto O'Rourke just vindicated me 10 years on the radio. You know how many times I've been in touch with liberals around the world who've put me on the spot on national television programs, national radio programs, telling me I'm a nut for nobody wants to come take your guns. I've heard it overseas. Nobody wants to come and take your guns. You're just a crazy American gun nut. You're a gun nut. Except when they do, right? And I'm no longer the gun nut. So I enjoy being vindicated by these folks. So yeah, that clip is going to be played, and it's going to be played for decades. But here's something else that pops up in this piece as well, talking about who Trump has been meeting with. Trump has been meeting with individuals we know to be very anti-gun. Chris Murphy from Connecticut, Joe Manchin, and Republican Pat Toomey. Toomey's been waffling all over the place for years. Joe Manchin wants to hang his hat on background checks. That's just a thing he wants to be able to say he can accomplish over some time in the life of his career, that he did something. They all support tougher background checks. The same background checks, by the way, that every mass killer has already passed, that while in the guise of doing something, will do absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Which is why Trump said meaningful, 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 write that word down. So I have no idea where Trump was going with that, but we're going to attempt to figure it out. Something's going to break this week from Washington, D.C. There's no question about it. And when it does, we're going to be here to tell you about it and break it down. And we'll do it by analyzing it with authority. We'll look at what's happening. We're not just going to make a knee-jerk reaction. But I expect that it'll have something to do with background checks and quote-unquote red flags. What's going to happen with due process? That remains to be seen. And I could be completely off base. I might get surprised. It might have nothing to do with any of that. But we're, as we say down south of the Mason-Dixon line, we're fitting to find out. Segue on that over to a Los Angeles Times piece, because Dianne Feinstein has been beating this dead horse for decades. This is her sole deal, is just simply taking your rights away. That's her sole deal. In an opinion piece in the LA Times, today's LA Times, Dianne Feinstein to Republicans, ban high-capacity ammunition magazines right now. Now, this is written by her. Listen to what she said. The gunman was able to fire. She's talking about in the early morning hours of August 4th outside a crowded bar in Dayton, Ohio, a gunman fired at least 41 rounds in 32 seconds, striking 26 people. Nine of those victims died in the shooting. The gunman was able to fire so many rounds so quickly because he used a 100-round magazine. That meant he didn't have to stop firing to reload. If police hadn't already been on the scene and able to return fire so quickly, which they were, but it sounds better to say if they weren't, but they were, many more almost certainly would have lost their lives. Now, I'm going to stop there because Dianne Feinstein doesn't reference Virginia Tech, where 32 people were killed with handguns. She doesn't reference Virginia Beach, where 12 people were killed with handguns. She doesn't reference any mass shooting, quote unquote, to use their phrase, where a handgun was used. Because Dianne Feinstein is ballistically challenged, and she is intellectually dishonest, and I believe there's a little bit of stupidity in there as well. I think it's all part and parcel of what her makeup is. The primary effect of a high-capacity magazine, which is defined as a magazine holding more than 10 rounds, says who? Says her. The left made that up. A 30-round magazine is a standard-capacity magazine for an AR-15, and AR does not stand for assault rifle. Those of you who don't know better, because all you do is listen to that garbage. It's defined by her. She could have made it 5. It's an arbitrary number. She could have made it 15. She could have made it 20. A standard capacity magazine is 30 rounds. There are reasons for that. Not enough time to go into that. But she wants to ban 100 rounds. She's talking about, she wants to go anything over 10 magazines, 10 rounds. What Dianne Feinstein leaves out of that equation is that there are already hundreds of millions of standard capacity magazines already out there. And if she thinks you're going to turn them in, she might want to have a conversation with New Jersey. Nobody's turning in squat, Feinstein. You're not getting my magazines ever. I'm not going to give them to you ever. Clearly, you're not going to come and take them from me. And if you did, you wouldn't find them here. So give it up already. The fact of the matter is that it's pointless, it's baseless, it's idiotic. It's nothing but to put a feather in her legislative cap so that she can put her name on something that she's been trying to get done since the 80s, which tells us something anyway about term limits. But that's a whole different conversation. If I could have, Mr. and Mrs. America, 50 votes, 51 votes, turn them all in, I would have done it. Well, you don't get to make that decision. Thank God we have a constitution that protects us from you and Beto O'Rourke from making those decisions. And that's something you might want to remember, both of you, by the way. And, oh, speaking of that, you know what? You college professors and teachers that aren't teaching that part of our Constitution, the origin of the Second Amendment, might want to reconsider that in the face of the progressive socialists now threatening to come door to door to Americans' homes, because that's why the Second Amendment was written, to protect us from that very activity. Maybe you want to teach it in that way. Maybe you want to do that. I'm going to have to cut out now because Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is coming to a close. Here's where I'm going with that. I'll tease this. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I would not be surprised if you saw Trump, much like bump stocks, go after 100-round capacity magazines as an obscure item that most gun owners don't own anyway. That will probably be on the table maybe later this week. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues tomorrow. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.